Here's another great quote from Peter Drucker on leadership, where it lies. The person who focuses on efforts and who stresses his or her downward authority is a subordinate, no matter how exalted his or her title or rank. But the person who focuses on contribution and takes responsibility for results, no matter how junior, is in the most literal sense of the phrase, top management. Here's a family. One of the boys is being drawn into drugs and drink and gangs. The mother is heartsick. She's divorced, two jobs, other kids. Boy, if she doesn't need help, how to reach this boy, how to communicate, how to help create a culture of unconditional love, how to create a family mission statement deep inside the soul of this family. It's the policeman that has to teach that. Here is a new gang moving in. How does the policeman marshal the community mores and norms to have zero tolerance for that? How? Leadership. No formal authority can do that. Formal authority can catch a criminal. Only moral authority can prevent a crime. And that is the role of policing, is to prevent crimes. The patron saint of policing, Sir Robert Peel, the founder of modern policing, 1829. The basic prevention of police is to prevent crime and disorder. Then the partnership is established between the people, the families, the community, and the police. And wherever they're applying this, and leadership has gone to the lowest level, guess what? 60% decrease in crime. And it is happening all over New York. It has happened in many of the places in New Orleans. Mayor Giuliani has just entered into a new contract with Mexico City to bring Comstat down there, to where there is instantaneous, real-time communication with computers of every possible budding crime situation, and that the policeman is held accountable. If there is a crime, the policeman is accountable, because his or her job is to prevent crime. That is knowledge worker age compared to the industrial model. Just the other day, we had the sheriff of Los Angeles County at our international symposium. I heard his presentation and talked with him. You know what he says to every policeman? Your highest role is leadership. My job is to serve you. Not to boss you. It's to serve you. Your job is to prevent. He's a PhD in law enforcement. Brilliant guy. And he has the knowledge worker paradigm. You are the knowledge worker. We are your servants. And you know what the number one criterion in selecting the policeman is? It's not those who love to throw their weight around. It's those who have moral authority. Here's the way he puts it. They are convincingly good people, so that the father would relate, the mother would relate, the community, the kids, not some formal authority, baton-wielding enforcer. That's what's happening. Why is this so powerful? Because it's dealing with the most troublesome area of life to us all. At the international level, it's called terrorism. At the local level, this kind of crime and the effort to have zero tolerance toward it lies in the mores and norms of society. The great sociologist Emile Durkheim, this is one of my favorite quotes. When mores are sufficient, laws are unnecessary. When mores are insufficient, laws are unenforceable. Julie and I were just with the governor and the mayor of Chihuahua. The state of Chihuahua in Mexico, the largest state, and Chihuahua City. You know what the unemployment is down there now? It was down to 2%. It went up to 4% with America's economic problems, and it's about 3%. Crime has been reduced over 60% because of mores and norms. This is a community of intergenerational families where mores and norms run things. They even sustained a new law, no drinking past 8 o'clock in public places. People could drink in their homes and in hotels, no drinking past 1 a.m. How do you get the mores and norms to sustain that? And that is cut crime very, very significantly. I mean, of all of the areas you think the old authoritarian command and control would apply, policing. Leadership becomes a choice, not a position. And you know who our number one client for Franklin Covey is? The military. The Army, the Navy, which includes the Marines and the Coast Guards, and the Air Force. Number one, by far, most interested in the development of leadership, that is moral authority. Of course, formal authority has its place. Because without formal authority, India could never become an independent nation. It took a new constitution. That took voting, democracy, formal authority. But they never would have had the ground so prepared if it hadn't have been of the moral authority of a Gandhi, who had no position, who never was elected. Now, let's look at these birthday gifts and the principles that help develop them. Get into your little team. Introduce yourself to your partner now. Introduce yourself as if it is 10 years from now. Describe what you're doing and describe your family situation. 10 years from now. This takes vision. This takes imagination. The earlier one took memory. Go ahead. Introduce yourself to your partner. Okay, thank you. You know what you just exercised? Your imagination. Your imagination is unlimited. Your memory is limited. Your imagination is infinite. Your memory is finite. Your birthright is both memory and imagination. That's your intellectual birthright. You know what your emotional birthright is? The power to give and receive love. That requires deep understanding of another person. Empathy. I have to be socially sensitive to her. And not just read my home movies into her life and pretend I'm listening. I must listen to her within her frame of reference. This empathy takes not just skill, but tremendous courage. You know why? I'm vulnerable. If she's my wife, and my security lies in our marriage and our happiness together and so forth, and I really listen to her, I've got to have enough internal security I can afford to really be open and influenceable by her. She may have a software program in her contrary to the way the two of us want to raise our kids. I may have a software program in me contrary. The two of us have to communicate and come up with a third alternative that is better than hers or mine. And it will back up into earlier generations. We can become a transition family in our own intergenerational family. That's the emotional birthright. It is called in modern science EQ, emotional intelligence. IQ is what we normally associate with intelligence.